Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Very good, and welcome to our program. As you say, we have a traffic advisory for those who wish to enjoy a star-spangled Springfield on the 4th, a Springfield Mental Health Check-In series of Wednesdays, and we will make sure you don't get hit by lightning. It's all coming up. Birthday people and the weather, too. It is Wednesday, June 29th in Western Mass. Sunny day today, high near 85. The winds are west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. A low of 57. The winds are light and variable. And the ultraviolet index at 7, the humidity 44. Today's birthday people include Adam Morrow, Kim Silogy Jackson, and McKenna Wysocki. So many happy returns. Here we go. On Monday, the 4th, Springfield Police Department will be detouring traffic in and around the area of the Memorial Bridge and Riverfront Park, where the festivities are going to be held. Sunday, the 3rd, at 11 p.m., the Memorial Bridge will close to all traffic, vehicular and pedestrian, to allow for the setup of Star-Spangled Springfield fireworks. The bridge will open around 11 p.m. on Monday, the 4th. Monday, the 4th, around 7:30 p.m., the Springfield Police Department will begin to close roads in the vicinity of the Memorial Bridge in anticipation of the 9:30 p.m. fireworks display. Mass State Police will close Exit 5, formerly known as Exit 7, off I-91 South as needed. Pedestrians will be restricted from sitting on I-91 exit ramps. Now for public safety. The Springfield Police Department will enforce no pets, no alcohol, no smoking, no bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades, fireworks, sparklers, or drones in and around Riverfront Park. Mayor Sarno joined with Springfield City Councilor Zeta Govan for the launch of the Mental Health Check-In Days series, which is going to take place this summer throughout Springfield. Now, the first Mental Health Check-In Day was today at Court Square in downtown Springfield. Now, this summer, the Springfield City Council's Mental Health Subcommittee, chaired by Ward 8 Councilor Zeta Govan, in collaboration with the Gandara Center, the Mental Health Association, Bay State Health, and the Stop Access Drug-Free Communities Coalition, is offering community mental health check-in days in Springfield on the third Wednesday of the month. And everybody's invited to come check in on your own mental health and connect to community resources. The South End Community Center, holding their Build a Bike event, where kids are going to learn to build their own bikes to take home. Now, this event is being held in partnership with Family Bike Shop and Munson Savings Bank. Family Bike Shop owner Ray Plouffe and MSB President and CEO Dan Moriarty will be joining to help kids assemble their bikes. Way to go. Does it sound odd to you if I say I'm about to tell you how to avoid getting hit by lightning? Well, it shouldn't. Dozens of people die each year from being struck by lightning, so it's important to know what to do when a thunderstorm approaches your location. And always remember, when thunder roars, stay indoors. And since this 4th of July weekend, some thunderstorms are possible, what can it hurt if we go over a few things here? Now, if you're outside, go indoors immediately. If you can't get inside, take shelter in a vehicle. If you're in an open area, go to a low place, such as a ravine or a valley, and watch out for flash flooding. If you're in a forest, seek shelter in a low area under a growth of small trees. If you are boating or swimming, get to land and seek shelter immediately. So you're driving. If you're in a car, you stay in your car. If you're on the road, if driving conditions worsen, find a safe place to pull over and park. Avoid touching metal or other surfaces in and on your vehicle. So let's say you're inside a building. Stay away from windows and doors. Strong thunderstorms can cause flying debris that could do some real damage. Avoid using a corded telephone except for emergencies. Cordless or cellular phones are safe to use. Unplug appliances, air conditioners, and other electrical items like computers to avoid damage from a power surge. Avoid showering, bathing, washing dishes, or doing laundry. Plumbing and bathroom fixtures can conduct electricity. Avoid contact with metal objects, yard equipment, motorcycles, bicycles, etc., and stay inside until at least 30 minutes after you last hear thunder or lightning. Well, to all of our skippers out there, if you're in a boat, preferably stay off and definitely get off the water whenever weather conditions are threatening. Have an adequate lightning protection system installed and have it inspected regularly. Never go boating without knowing the forecast. Stay in the center of the cabin if the boat is so designed. If no cabin is available, stay low in the boat and don't be a stand-up human lightning mass, please. Keep arms and legs in the boat. Don't dangle them in the water. Discontinue fishing, water skiing, tubing, swimming, or other water activities when there's lightning or even weather conditions that look threatening. Now, the first lightning strike can be a mile or more in front of an approaching thunderstorm cloud. Disconnect and do not use or touch the major electronic equipment, you know, the radio and so forth, throughout the duration of the storm. Lower, remove, or tie down the radio antenna and other protruding devices if they're not part of a lightning protection system. I can't think of any other situation we haven't covered there. You know, we've got you in the car, in the boat, inside the house, outside the house, inside out, whatever. So just please be alert and be very careful. All right, let's get together again tomorrow. It'll be Thursday, of course, and we'll look at what's going on in these waning days before the big holiday. The parade is coming up in East Longmeadow, the fireworks display in downtown Springfield, and every town and community is going to be blowing up the colorful stuff, too. The night skies will be alive as we celebrate Independence Day, and we'll be with you every step of the way here on Pioneer Valley Radio, all about Western Mass. And our next new show, as I mentioned, tomorrow, up online during the day and night, available on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.